looking like you're good, Mr. President.
I guess you lose your job. You lost Massachusetts.
I hope my job doesn't depend on that.
What did finally end up?
Well, it hasn't. I just talked to
54, 20, 30. That isn't too bad. 46.
No, that's what they're talking about, 54, 46. But the only thing they've got in is Suffolk County, and that it's not enough to tell the state. We're doing some, well in some blue-collar areas that we weren't expected to.
Right. What in Connecticut, 60-40 finally? Or?
Well, I just talked to Tommy Musco, and he says it's going to hit 60 when they get them all counted, which will be over 200,000 that he predicted. And
God.
It looks like they're saving one congressman. It looks like, or maybe two.
How do they do that?
Well, it's amazing.
The coattail thing just isn't working, is it?
Well, you know, it's the penance vote, too, Mr. President. Don't overlook that.
New Jersey, we must have picked up a House seat or so.
Oh, we have to. I haven't seen any of the results. We have to pick
62 there. What is the New York figure you don't have yet?
Well, the New York, yes. There are two projections. NBC is projected on New York 57%, but CBS has predicted 61. So it's awful early, though. It's like trying to call any of those northern states. The penance vote is, I think is really, there's a lot of truth to it. I just talked to Herb DeSimone, and he said he's going to win, but they've had the heaviest turnout ever in Rhode Island. And
what about Chafee?
He said, there's no votes reported yet in Rhode Island, but he thinks Chafee is absolutely 50-50. He said he couldn't dare call it.
If we can just hold that one, that'd be great.
Well,
we do. We still got a chance to come pretty close in that Senate.
With Harry Byrd.
Helms, have we still got a chance there?
Not enough of North Carolina in to tell, but my God, you're running so strong.
And Scott has a chance, I understand.
Scott's ahead. Scott's running very strong.
Yeah.
The only other sleeper, of course, is Boggs in Delaware, who's...
Is he behind?
He's running 50-50, and that's scary.
But we're carrying it.
58%. Yep. Michigan is the startler. My God, they're projecting us at 58% in Michigan.
You know, that last-minute stuff may have helped a bit there.
I think that busing is. They called me and yesterday, let's see, what day is today? Tuesday. They called me yesterday and said that ad was just a sucker. And I think it has helped. And I think the Wallace are sending the Wallace
thing. Thank God we went in there, so we've done that. Yeah, the Wallace team.
Right.
Illinois, they don't have a final on that yet, do they?
Well, I just talked to Bradshaw, and he talks to the Daily people. And they figure we're going to take 59%. We're going to win the city of Chicago, which means that
we might get 60 then.
The Daily people are figuring 59. Percy will run behind us.
Really?
We'll run ahead of Percy. Ogilvy, we've pulled in clearly on our coattails because...
Ogilvy's in?
Yep. They figure it, but clearly on our coattails. This is the interesting thing.
Yeah.
Ogilvy is doing miserable downstate.
Yeah.
But because you're carrying the city of Chicago, you're pulling him in with you. And remember,
we got Archmore in, too.
Archmore, that's a marvelous one to have in. God, that's a good one, because...
Sorry about Louis Nutt. What do you think happened there?
Well, when he was governor, apparently he put the
sales tax
in, and this fellow Huddleston, when he was majority leader, took it out. So, repealed it for food. Apparently that was a popular thing for him to do. Here's the Delaware thing with 60% in. We're 300 votes. Boggs is 300 votes behind. So
he'll carry it, though.
I think he'll come through.
But we're ahead, aren't we?
58% of the... We're winning that state by 58%.
God, we just got to carry that one.
I would think we would, Mr. President.
300 votes behind Boggs is. Oh, boy.
With almost 60% of the vote in, so that's a tough one.
We knew it was tough, but what else could we have done there?
Not a damn thing.
Sent Agnew in. I should have gone in, should I?
No.
I called him.
Herb DeSimone said that if
he'll catch some hell for not going in and campaigning every state, but what good would it done? Look at the ones we did go in. It didn't help in Kentucky.
Doesn't make that much difference. You've got the thing that I think will be written about this election is that your enormous landslide. People are learning how to split ballots, and if a Democrat comes out and votes Republican at the head of the ticket, he may feel, well, I got to go back to my party loyalty as I go down the ticket. And that has an impact. I mean, that's obvious what's happened in Connecticut.
Has Governor said anything yet?
Jean Westwood did.
She say?
No. She said
that too early to say?
No. She said poor Senator McGovern was struggling uphill all the time. It's very hard to beat. It's very hard to beat an incumbent. God, what an incredible voice she has. But it's obvious they're licked. Texas Tower's in, 58%.
Tower?
Yes, sir.
He was whining.
Oh, Christ. And
have to be unless New York and California pull it down.
Well, California is the only possibility of pulling that down.
But you couldn't pull that down that much.
No, you can't. And especially with, see, we've got Michigan. I've heard nothing from Wisconsin.
Well, Wisconsin isn't enough votes to pull it down.
No.
And those mountain states, hell, we'll have those in the neighborhood of 65.
Well, Oklahoma, they haven't called it yet, but you're taking 75% of the vote, which is, that's a fairly good size state. You go through the Kansas, Kansas was 63% on the actual total, but we'll do better than that, I think.
Schertz is watching the networks to gig them in case they give us bad rates.
Oh, he's monitoring all three of them tonight, yes, sir.
I understand they're doing fairly well, aren't they, the networks?
I don't think, well, I've been watching mainly NBC.
Brinkley was trying to say once that the vote was very low, and that proved to be wrong. I understand it's over 80 million.
Yeah, and Chancellor said Johnson had the biggest landslide ever, which, of course, he didn't. And so they're usual inaccuracies. It's not much good to watch CBS because they really have some troubles with their labor unions. They're losing $3 or $4 million a day. It's very sad.
That is a shame.
I'm shedding a lot of tears for CBS. But now, as I look at each of these, Mesko, when I talked to him, he said it was just what he figured. He said, you've got the blue-collar Catholics, and he said they're over there with you, and he said just to
keep them.
Keep them. And Herb DeSimone said that he's convinced that your coming in has pulled him ahead. He's convinced he'll win because of your coming in.
We don't have a number on ourselves in Rhode Island, have we?
No, nothing's been counted up there.
But he thinks he's in.
He thinks he's going to make it, and he knows you are.
He thinks Chafee may.
And he said he would give Chafee 50-50. He said just so damn close he could really.
So we've got Chafee and Boggs, two real tough ones there.
Yeah, now Powell, the last, I don't have the figures, but Powell had moved ahead in the last counting in New Hampshire, and that's on an actual count. Now, considering that the way that state reports, you're going to be getting Concord heavily at the outset, so that, and the Concord area.
Well, where he ought to do well is in Manchester.
Yeah, well, he may, if he's ahead early in the evening, I would think he has a good shot at winning it. So we may pick one up in Powell.
Margaret?
Nothing from Maine yet. No, nothing from Maine yet. I haven't seen a thing on Maine. That's funny. I guess the...
nothing from that South Dakota senator yet?
Yeah, you've won South Dakota. Oh, no, you've won South Dakota.
Oh, I figured we would, yeah.
They've projected it.
What was that?
They project 55-45. I think it'll be better than that. The polls in Maine closed later.
Birch, we haven't heard about there.
No, they've just started votes coming in from South Dakota. So we don't... We don't have.
So I figure on the Senate then that we lose one in Kentucky, and we could conceivably lose one in South Dakota,
and conceivably Delaware.
And Delaware lose three. We could pick up one in New Hampshire. We could pick up one in maybe in
Virginia. You're gonna pick
Virginia,
up.
And we could pick up one in North Carolina still, right?
Yeah, North Carolina.
You could still
Oklahoma.
Pick up one in Rhode Island, and one in Oklahoma, and one in New Mexico.
That's right. There's one, two, three. That we could gain three. Well, then we may not lose Delaware. I may not lose South Dakota. Could gain three. Still, could gain 3-5. Yeah. It doesn't look like it actually. In the sense, though, that I must say, in the sense that there's such ticket splitting. Yeah, I think that's a phenomenon.
Well, we'll see.
I think that's the phenomenon of the
South Dakota. Some way, I think he could make it. Some way.
He's an attractive fellow, and he's been running a hell of a fine campaign. That's one that if we held that and picked up two of the others, we'd have a net gain.
We need to hold that and get Bartlett and Domenici.
That's right.
I wonder if we'd gone to Louisville rather than Eastern Kentucky, if that would have done the trick for none. No, he was too far behind. He's 25,000 votes. It's nothing would have saved him.
I wouldn't think so. You know, there's another thing that you have to remember. I think at least when there's a big vote for the head of the ticket, which really is one hell of an endorsement of you. You bring out a lot of brass collar Democrats.
That's right.
And they vote for you.
We'll be ready, Christian.
Okay. They vote for you, and
we're ready. Okay.
Yeah. They vote for you, and that's then they go back to their party way. Plus the.
Right.
Apparently, that tax issue is a killer on an ex-governor or an ex-governor.
Sure is. Sure.
now think, Mr. President, unless there's some surprises, that you've got a...
We're holding, it looks now, even the more conservative networks are projecting about 60, aren't they?
Yes, sir.
And some even projecting a little more than that.
Yeah, privately, Phillips tells me that NBC says between 61 and 62, based on their projection, well, based on the...
Yeah, of course, some of this is higher than they think. I don't know, it could be.
Oh, yeah, I
can't have the kind of margins in some of these places. Well, we'll see what New York does.
Well, take Connecticut as a perfect example. You're 60-40 in Connecticut. It's, to me, pretty clear that you're going to do that well in there. And Illinois and New York, sure. You take those three states.
And Ohio is about 60-40.
And Ohio is close to 60-40.
Michigan is
up to 58, if that projection is accurate. Sure, yeah, then you can't go lower because the South is just, we're up to around 70% in the South on the average, I guess.
California then coming in at 55, wouldn't see, can't overbalance that.
No, can't. You'd still be at 60.
Well, that's good. We'll know more in how long, about an hour?
I would say...
it's quarter, 20 minutes to 10 now.
20 minutes to 10, yeah, I would say a good bit more in an hour.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. President.